spiritual advancement the object of camp meetings. Be ye therefore merciful. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It was the love of God that gave Christ to the world, that he might draw all men unto himself. It is for this end that the Spirit is striving with human hearts, that their hardness may be melted away, that they may be purified, ennobled, refined. God would have us of the same mind as was Christ, that we may be fitted for eternal life, and be the sons and daughters of God. When men in connection with the work of God manifest severity, hardness of heart, showing a lack of sympathy and love, they make it evident that Satan is molding them after his own order. The leaven of unrighteousness is working in them, and the loss of souls will result from their unchristian course. My brethren, all this coldness, this hardness of heart, must be put away. When the gold of love is sought for, when the divine nature is imparted to you, men will see a love which is impartial, pure, elevated, and fervent, and the fruits of pure and undefiled religion will appear. To manifest affection in kindly words, in acts of tender consideration, will not then be looked upon as weak and unmanly, but brethren will press together and bear testimony to the world that the religion of Christ is of divine origin.